Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Morini Mimarasi Sheyichyu and for all of those sick with the coronavirus and all Chole Yisrael. We're going to be discussing the Inyan of Rabbi Akiva, Kisrei Osios, based on the Afike Mayim and Inyan Yud Beis in the tour. In Tafzadi Gimel, he writes, that Noga Mechola Mekomish Lelisa Yisha Ben Pesach La'atzeres. That the minhag is in all the places not to marry a woman in between Pesach and Shavuos, and the reason is in order not to be married by Simcha, because at that time the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died. So therefore, we don't get married from Pesach till Atzeres, not to have too much Simcha. Because the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died, based on the Gemara, in Yevamah Samach Beis, Amid Beis, 12,000 pairs of Talmidim Rabbi Akiva had, from Gevesa until Antiphras, and they all died by Perek Echad, in one period, because they were Noe Kavod, Zeba Zeh, until Rabbi Akiva came to Rabbi Sanu Shibadaro, and he taught them. The Gemara says they all died, Mi Pesach, Ve'ad Atzeres, Ot Pashut, that the reason that the Din Avelis was established, the Doros, is because we lack Torah because of their istalkus. We have to understand the inyan of the shlemus haTorah that we're lacking, that would have been revealed through them. We also have to understand the reason that they died dafka mipesach ve'ad atzeres. Why dafka during this period, and what are we lacking in the shlemus haTorah after they died? So it appears we can explain its follows. This is in the Gemara in Menachos Chavtes Amid Beis. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. I'm Rav Yudam Arav. Kishala Moshe Lamaro Mitzao LaKadosh Baruch Hu Sheyoshev Koshir K'tarim La'otiyot. When Moshe Rabbeinu came up to Shemayim, he found that Kadosh Baruch Hu was tying crowns to the letters. He said, Rabbono Shalom, Mima Akiv Al Yodcha. Who's stopping you? Amar Lo, he said back, Adam Echad Yesha Asid Lios B'Sof Kamadaris, is a person who's going to be in a few generations. And he's called Akiva Ben Yosef. She'asid lidro shakol kotz v'kotz tilin tilin shel halachas, and he's going to darshan on every. In other words, who's holding you back? Who's making you make all these ksarim? It's Akiva ben Yosef. He's going to darshan on every kotz, mounds and mounds of halachas. Amar l'fan of Rabbanu Shalom. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, God, you have such a person, and you're giving Torah through me. So Hashem answers him, Shtok kach alsa b'machshava l'fanai. God says to him, remain silent, so it came in my thoughts. Ad kan mitivrei ha-Gemara. So it's mefurish in the Gemara that when Moshe Rabbeinu went to be Makabel Torah, he saw Rabbi Akiva, and he understood that he's right to be the Moser HaTorah. The Ari explains that Rabbi Akiva was the Av of Torah Shebaal Peh, just like Moshe Rabbeinu was the father of Torah Shebichsav. And Mimela Moshe Rabbeinu was correcting, saying that the Torah was fitting to be given by Rabbi Akiva, because Aliba de Emes, he's the Av of Torah. Now Rabbi Akiva would darshan the Kisrei Haosios. He would darshan the crowns and the letters, and this means that the Tagim are machzik in them, the Keser of the Osios. These Tagim, these addendums, these lines hold within them the crown of the letters, which means that that's the chelik of the Torah, that's lamala miseda haragil shel Torah. It's above what we normally understand. That's bechinas ksarim, that we have no tfisa in this world. So we have to understand why this, how this omek miyucha, this depth, this special depth of ksarim, of these crowns, is shayach dafka to Rabbi Akiva, to the Torah of Rabbi Akiva. So the explanation b'derech ha-pshat would seem to be as follows. B'derech pashut, I don't know how pashut is pashut, but pashut as we can make it. It says in the Braisa, Avos Perek Vav Mishnah Beis, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, B'chol Yom V'yom, Bas Kol Yotzeis Meharachov, Machrezis Ve'omeres, Oilem Lebrios, Me'el Bono Shel Torah. That every day, a Bas Kol comes out from Harchorev, and says, woe unto the creations for the disgrace of Torah, for the insult of Torah, for the elbow of Torah. Shekol Mishayna Osik Betorah Nikra Nazuf. Anybody who's not Osik Betorah is called a Nazuf. So we see he's called rejected, we'll call it. Admonished. Woe unto people who are insulting Torah. Somebody who's not learning Torah is called a Nazuf. So we see from this that Mamre Har Sinai is the tachlis of Kavod HaTorah, and therefore it's Toveh, it's Elba. Every day a Basco comes out from Har Chore, from Har Sinai, and says there's this Elbon of Torah. Because the Elbon and the Zilzal are the opposite of Kavod, and since we see that Har Sinai can't take the Elbon of Torah, it must be that Mitzad HaTzmusa, it's a Gilui of Kvod HaShel Torah. And what this means is that the Kavod of Torah is the derech that the Torah is revealed and is understood by those who receive it. And we find like this by the din of Mora Melech, that the din of Mora Melech is Mechayev Kavod Malchus, because the Hispalis of Yira that takes effect on those who serve the king arouses a feeling of honor. Therefore, Mora is Mechayev Kavod. When you have this Mora, when you have this Hispalis of Yira, it arouses Kavod. So Kavod is an expression of the Tzuras HaYira that falls on somebody else. So the Har Sinai can't take the insult of Torah, and therefore Har Sinai, who can't take the insult, is the opposite, is the Kavod HaTorah. Because Kavod of Torah, that's the way Torah is supposed to be perceived by those who are Makabel of the Torah. Similarly, it says, Shmos Perakhov Pasuk Yitzayin Tachlis HaMamadhi Ubavur Tiyeh Yir Aso Al Pinechem Levilti Sechetau. The Tachlis of Maimon Har Sinai is, in order that his fear will be on your face, that you don't sin. Harei Shehu Gilui Shel Mora Shemorer Kvod Malchut. So you have this Yira, this Yira on your face. Levilti Techetau. People are not going to sin, and they're going to give kavod, they're going to give honor to the king. Chazal darshin, a matan Torah, brachas nechess amin aleph, ha-teferes u-matan Torah. So the etzem ha-maimed is a gilui of the teferes and the kavod of Hashem. Teferes is matan Torah. And according to this, we can understand the baskol that comes out from Har Sinai against the elbon of Torah. Because the bizayin of Torah is stira leguf ha-maimed. The disgrace of Torah is a contradiction to the very event of Har Sinai. Lashon of the Ramban at the beginning of Parshas Truma, Ve'akavod asher shochan al Har Sinai shochein olav benistar. The kavod that dwelled on Har Sinai dwells on it, on the Mishkan, in a hidden way. So you see this tiferes, this glorious matan Torah. So the Maimed is a revelation of God's glory, fear of Mamad Har Sinai, the glory of Mamad Har Sinai. So therefore, there's a baskel that comes out from Chorev, and it says, this is terrible. Oylem lebrius le'elbona shel Torah. What a great insult to the Torah is going on, because the Har Sinai is Toveh the Kavod. Because Har Sinai demands Kavod, because that's what Mamad Har Sinai was. So now, to the extent that the light of Torah is perceived down here, so too the kavod of Torah is increased and revealed in the world. And in Har Sinai, a much higher metzias came down. And therefore that maimed is the tachlis of gilui hakavod. That is this great revelation of kavod in the world. But Lamito Shel Dover, Kabbalah Satara Befall, wasn't finished at Mamad Har Sinai, because Tachlis Mamad Har Sinai was Kabbalah Sluchos Rishonos. And since we sin with the Egel, like it says in the Gemara, Aluva Kala Shezin Satoy Chupasa, how despicable is a Kala whose Mizana under her Chuppah, under the Chuppah, the Kala sleeping with another guy. Under the Chuppah at Har Sinai, the Jewish people rebelled against Hashem. How terrible that is. So it wasn't finished. And Mela, the revelation of Torah down below has not been fully revealed. If we were Zoche, there should be no more galus, and the Bria should have come to its tikkun, but we weren't Zoche. So we have a lot more to say about the Darga of the Luchos Rishonos. We discussed it in a different shir also. But it was great. It had a lot of potential, but the potential wasn't actualized, like all of our teachers told us in school, maybe. That there's a lot of potential, but it's not being actualized. The Hizgalus of Torah B'tachtonim wasn't Miskayim B'Shleimus because of the Chet HaEgel, because of Aluva Kalash and Zizat Teichu Pasa. The depth of the light of Torah that wasn't revealed because of Shviras Haluchos was hidden in the Bria. And the derech to be megala, this light of Torah, the derech to reveal this light of Torah is through the mahalach, is through the process of Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's the ma'amokim shebe Torah. What's Torah Shebaal Peh? The depths of Torah that are revealed from within the hidden. From within the hidden world we live in, this choshech that we live in. And we learn, and we shtag, and we knack in learning, and we find the hidden secrets of the Torah. That is the essence of Torah Shebaal Peh. What's the inyan of engraving the words on the luchos? Bechinas chomer shehi rechoka mimakora v'tachlis haperut. Gam kein Torah hi al yidei shenase echad im haTorah atzmas. Even though normally chomer is so far away from the source, from ruchnias, but when the Torah is engraved on the chomer, engraved on the luchos, so the luchos become Torahdik, and that's the darga of Torah Shebaal Peh. Shebaal leguf nasim b'nei hachi lechadesh Torah me atzmam. Kevin shehaTorah charusa al libam. That's the darga of Torah Shebaal Peh, that those with the guf become worthy to be mechadesh Torah on their own, since the Torah is engraved on their hearts until they become a cheftz of Torah. It's really what Torah Shebaal Peh is. We've discussed Aliba de Rav Hun, Aliba de Rav Ashi, on his lave, Aliba on his lave. So that's the darga of Torah Shebaal Peh, that it becomes one with the person. It's in the person. It's not Torah Shebichsav, that it's on a text. It's in the person. Person becomes a cheftz of Torah. So through the fact that Torah was received, even the doros that were far away from the Gilui Ha'ora, from the revelation of the light, We see this omic of Torah that wasn't possible in the time of Moshe. In the time of Moshe was all light. When Moshe was born, he was filled with light. But Stavka in the dark generations, where we work hard and we reveal the secrets, that's only Shaykh when there's darkness. Then you get to the Mamokim of Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's the Pesher Hashem Mekabel Torah of Rabbi Akiva that we discussed before, that the Arizal teaches us. He's megalim ha'amokim shel Torah from the darkness. B'derech sheha'am ha'ochim b'choshech ro or gadol. The nation that walked in darkness saw this great light. We can understand based on this that Rabbi Akiva darshened kisrei oisiyos, because the keser is the hidden chashivus of the letters of the Torah. And that's Torah's hasod, that's hidden because of the darkness and because of nature. And therefore, we have no tefisa in it in this world. And Rabbi Akiva was megale al yidei otzem his batlas and mesiris nafsha omek shel Torah shemegale shegam sidre ha'olam ativi meinam ela Torah. Rabbi Akiva was megale through his batlas, through his mesiris nefesh, through his nullifying himself, a depth of Torah that's megale that even the normal natural pathways of life are only Torah. And that's the keser of Torah, that there's nothing higher than it, because through that there is a true revelation, a complete revelation of the Torah. That's the Kisrei Osios. That's the revelation of the crown of Torah, the secrets of Torah, and the kavod of Torah. Crown is kavod. Crown is malchus. In the Mishnah it says Sota Membeis Mishemes Rabbi Kiva Batal Kavod Torah. Rashi says Sheinosin Libo Lidrosh Kol Kotz VeKotz Shel Kol Os VeKol Shkein Tevos Yiseros Osis Yiseros Gon Basu Vasani Dorash Shenedrin Enalav. It's a kavod gadol, kavod Torah gadol Shein Badarba Levatola. Smoyerdik. Rashi says that when Rabbi Akiva died, Batal Kavod Torah. You know why? Because he paid attention to Darshan every jot and tittle. Every little line on the letter, every coats, every thorn. Say by Rabbi Akiva, Darash al kol coats for coats, tele tilim kol coats, coats milashim thorn, that it pricked him. And there he learned more in that darkness and that pain and that suffering. And he's darshan not only every coats, certainly every letter and every extra word. So that's a tremendous kavod Torah. That Rabbi Akiva was Megala, there's no prat that's not Torah. He found Torah in everything. Everything in the world and everything in Torah. And Rabbi Akiva was Megala Torah. The Ravonim Shachakumayim, that those stones, that water finally made a dent in the stones when it dripped enough. So that's the Avonim. And so to Moshe Rabbeinu, Nechka Luchos Avonim, his Torah. Torah God, guide the Rhine in the stone, even. That's the power of Torah. Avodas HaSfira, as we've discussed, is the Gilui Mitzius of Torah within Teva, such that this world, this lower world, is Mukhshir LeHofich LeTorah, is prepared to turn into Torah. And that's the content of Torah Shebal Peh, that the more Torah shines in places that are far away from the light of God, so too we see more of the depths of Torah. And based on this we can understand the depths of the Avod of the Avod of Rabbi Akiva, that just like Moshe Rabbeinu, was stood as a perspective of Hamamet Har Sinai, and all of the Jewish people had to prepare themselves Derech Yimei HaOmer until they were Mekabli Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu, we had to raise ourselves to his level. So to Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, they also had to be Mis'ala Derech Bechinas HaOmer Ulesiaches L'madura Tinyana Shel Kabbalas HaTorah. They had to relate to the second version, the second edition of Kabbalas HaTorah, the Kabbalah of Torah Shebal Peh. Because in light of what we said, Rabbi Akiva is like Moshe Rabbeinu, like the Arizal teaches, and he was on the Darg of Har Sinai Mamish. So we had to elevate ourselves to that level. That's what the Talmidim had to do, and that's what we have to do, obviously. And the Talmidim were Bechinas HaSfira B'Darka Meilav. So based on what we explain, that's what it means, that the Talmidim had to come to a place where they are Megala, the covet of Torah. Because if they're going to be Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, if they have to elevate themselves to Rabbi Akiva, that means they have to elevate themselves to a place of Kavod HaTorah. Because that's what Rabbi Akiva did. Mishemes Rabbi Akiva batal Kavod HaTorah. So the tafkid of his Talmidim is to restore that lost Kabbalah Kavod HaTorah. Rabbi Akiva darshan, showing everything in the Torah has meaning. Every kotz, every letter, every word has meaning. And the tafkid of the Talmidim is to get to that level in order to receive the Torah from Rabbi Akiva, the Madura Tinyana of Kabbalah Satorah. Finding even in this, that's the Sphira, finding even in this Olam HaChomer that everything is Torah. So now, since Torah is Rabbi Akiva is a Gilui of Kavod HaTorah, Memela, if they weren't Noe Kavod Zeba Zeh, that's the primary Pagam in their Shaychus to Rabbi Akiva. And it's not pshat, as we might understand, as many understand, that it was a chisaron of Hilchos Derech Eretz, or they were nice to each other. No. But rather, they didn't understand properly that every one of them was on a madrega, that he could be Rabbi Akiva himself. That's the lo nagu kavod zeh bazeh. Like we see in Ksubis and Tosis, the Kabbi Be'er Kalba Ben Savua, Kalba Savua, that he was Rabbi Akiva's father-in-law, who made a neder, Rabbi Akiva shouldn't be neder from his Nechasim, because he's in Amaretz, and in the Sof, he was Sho'al al Nidro, a guy that died to Gavra Rabbi Lona Darn, I didn't realize he'd become such a great person. It says, Tosis ain't poskim benolad, you're not allowed to open up a neder with something that happened afterwards, it was nolad. And it says, well, Tosis says, no, it's not a nolad, because the derech is when you go learn Torah properly, you become an Adam Gadol. So they didn't do this. So of course he was going to be a Gavra Rabbi. So the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva should have seen each other that way. That each one is a potential Rabbi Akiva. They weren't Teufes B'Shleimus, should be Smadroshim Tzarech Legalas Bolim Kisrei Oisiyos. They didn't understand that in their base medrash they had to be Megala, the crowns of the letters, which is the deepest light of Har Sinai. This Kavod, what great level of Kavod HaTorah they could all reach. They could reach this level of Rabbi Akiva. And therefore they were in the Stalik Dafka Mipesach La'atzeres, because this is the period where we're working on that, and being Megala Kavod HaTorah, and working towards Matan Torah. The Ma'adur Tinyan of Matan Torah, the Matan Torah of Rabbi Akiva, the Matan Torah of understanding Kisrei Osios, of finding Kavod HaTorah, of finding the meaning of everything that it says in the Torah, even in the darkness. And they weren't up to that Nisayon, so they died. This was a Shas Din, because they had this task of being Megala Kavod HaTorah, Megala Kisrei Osios, being Noe Kavod Zev Zeh, seeing how each one has a potential Rabbi Akiva, and they weren't equal to the task, unfortunately. Can add that the Kadmonim tell us that Omer Ayin Mem Reish is Begematria Yesh 310, Begematria Keri 310. So we can understand the Shaychus of Omer to the Nitzachin of Purim. That was Dafka from a Mahalach of Mikre, as hopefully we'll discuss in a different shir. Relates to Haman and the Karbana Omer, and he saw the Talmidim learning. That's Yesh, and that's Keri, and that's Mikre. That's another Shmos. But based on what we said, there's an additional depth here. That Omer is Begematria, not only Keri, but it's also Begematria Yokar. Yokar is Kavod. Because Bimea Omer, you have to be Begala, the Yakaris, the Kavod of Torah, the value of Torah. To reveal the light in everything within the Bria. And that's why in Purim it says, "La'idim ha'isaor v'simcha v'sos and v'ikar chazal darshin yikar is tefillin." That's the hechitimtzi of imtechu imi keri. Like they said about Haman Arasha ben Benoshel Karahu. That's keri. That's Amalek. So that keri was switched into yakar in the covet of Torah, tefillin. Ru'kol ha'meretz ki shem Hashem nikra lecha v'yorimek elu tefillin sheberosh. They give you. They have fear of you. We said fear goes together with kavod. Because you have this yakar on your head, you have this glory, this crown. And now we understand why the Asfira is the time of Avelos, because the stalkos of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva was supposed to be Megala in the world, Mesiras HaTorah Shebal Peh, which is Tachlis Kavod Shel Torah. And they were Mekalkel, they messed this up, and Memela, we are lacking the Iker Darga of Torah. That's why, otherwise, it's a weird thing, having Avelos. 2,000 years later, I mean, how long? We Avelos for 7 days, Avelos for 30 days. After a year, you're done. And here it's 2,000 years later. Mahal shown by Avelos. What's going on over here? The answer is no, we're lacking that Darago of Torah. And it's still going on. It says in the Brisa that the Bas calls Machrezes Olam Labrios Melbona Shel Torah. Shekol Mishen Osik B'Torah Nikra Nazuf. So the Begi and the Covet of Torah is Machayiv Nezifa. It's Machayiv this admonishment, this rebuke. And it's known that the Anhaga of Nezifa, Anhaga of Avelos has the same din. When one gets Nezifa and one gets Avelos, it's the same din of having to separate yourself. Take off the person's Nazuf, he takes off his shoes, and Avel takes off his shoes. The Avelos of Yimei Asfira is Mechayev Shem V'Torah Menudim. And we're menudim because of the Torah that was lost. It's not because of the Talmidim themselves that they died, but because the Avelos is the Torah. And that's really what we're mourning, and obviously the tikkun for that is to be osek b'Torah properly, besides doing all the other nehugi avelus. All right, so mitzvah Hashem, sweet friends, obviously this is very, very tifa zachin, and we're hoping that God should give us life, and we will see many, many more neflos mitaras Hashem, and mitzvah Hashem. We should be zocha to learn together. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.